is their concentration. Discipline and everything is needed also. So, seems that the logistics regarding the some plans there, they were busy now preparing for us. I think while the secretary is dishing out the report, we can just pick up some snacks and a cup of tea. Just only, I'm giving you only 10 minutes. Thank you. We'll start with the business of the day after having a cup of tea.
Thank you.
morning, everybody. I believe everybody has a copy in front of
her or he.
I'm sorry for some delays. Those are just like some technical issues. It's only one item in our agenda, which I believe that just because members are receiving the copy now, we'll be looking at it, not adopting it today. Members will be given chance to go and peruse the report, and then after recess, then that we can adopt it. I think to the feeling of the house. What's your comment? It is agreed that you peruse the report and then adopt it when you come back in August. The other thing with the secretary is reminding me is the minutes of the meeting. Come, Honorable Zolo.
Yeah. I think, Chairperson, also with regard to the minutes, it would be fair also to I think I've heard somebody say we apply the same principles. I would agree with that. In fact, I would propose that. But I think it would be fair maybe to have a circular to all members that says, look, having tabled the report of the committee and the minutes as circulated to you, please be advised that you go through and peruse the report for in our next meeting and just adopt both the minutes, whether they are 20 or 10 or 2 minutes of them will be adopted. But also in that circular, it will be fair to the members are very busy, with due respect. They have no receptors, they have no secretaries. Just to itemize the minutes, to assist them, so that they can follow which minutes are we talking about, which day. So that if members find that they run short of the set of minutes, they are able at least to liaise either with you to ensure that the secretaries indeed do provide those minutes to those particular members. It's not a question of cost. It has got nothing to do with cost. I mean, we get duplications upon duplications. And I think that's what Parliament enjoys, to keep on giving us this document. As I'm saying, I don't know, I know, after the budget speech debate for 3 budget votes, my table is still full of papers. I have not yet been able to clear it. What I'm saying is that we itemize those minutes that are going to be adopted, so that those members who may find that they miss some of the minutes are able to trace them through your office with the Secretary. That does not need any debate. I don't think it needs any debate, except that I hope all the parties here, for the first time, will support the ANC. That's my proposal.
Maybe before I respond to request, I would like unfortunately, I didn't welcome our visitors. Sorry, you have to pardon me. We have our visitors there. And our new member from DA, which I believe if maybe she can raise her voice, Louis, and Rita will be able to recognize her voice as well. And Mama Direko. So can you introduce yourself, really, so that
good morning, Chairperson. I'm Janice Temple. I've been redeployed to this committee. I'm taking the place of Mike Waters. I'm looking forward to working with you, and I think a lot of the members know exactly who I am. Thank you.
I love you. We're going to help.
We will miss you.
of this chocolate left, if you can introduce yourself before we close our work.
I'm Dawn Simmons. I'm representing Sam Simmons of the United Party of South Africa.
I'm Margaret Crawford. I'm a peer in progressive in the Freedom Movement.
I'm
Lisa
Jackson from the Children's Institute.
Thank you. Jameson, I think they saw you with me last week on Friday.
Representing PNG.
The PNG Parliament. Thank you, Chairperson. I had ladies that representing their parties as the parliamentary.
Are they not organizations?
They are free to come on their, for their party's interests in the public forum, but subjectively they cannot participate. And but if they want to know their party position on the particular matter, it's a discretion of the chair to check with them. Thank you very much.
Honorable Solo raised a question regarding the minutes that have to be itemized so that whoever, like example, maybe doesn't know which minutes it's serious, are we referring to, the secretary will indicate which minutes are we supposed to be sort of like adopting. I think it is the feeling of the meeting.
Please check.
No, all I wanted to check was, did you submit the list this Monday or last month? I didn't get them. They are not in my package of this week. Fortunately, I was here yesterday. I didn't get them.
Honorable Solo?
That's fine. I think, sir, that was the reason that they should be itemized, but with due respect, we get this stuff regularly. With due respect, it may be so. That is why I was suggesting that they should be itemized, you know, so that members can check what they have and what they do not have. And, it's just it's a natural reaction. That's why I made that proposal, so that probably people who may not have got them, the opportunity is still there, but frankly speaking, I don't know who got and I do not know who did not get, but I suggest that they must be itemized so that we accommodate everybody.
No, it's okay. I think Honorable McCarthy, I believe a point is taken, and the suggestion was raised that with no further, I think this is our last meeting for this term. We won't have any meeting until we come back in August. Except that if the program is indicating something, we'll be informed by the secretary how our program stands. Do you have anything to say? So, in the absence of any item to be discussed for today, the meeting stands adjourned.
Thank you.